Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, January 29th, 2026. And the good news is January is almost over. The National No Kings Coalition has announced a date for the next day of action. Quote, last year, in thousands of towns and cities across the country, millions poured into the streets for the largest single-day protest in U.S. history. And even before the final actions had concluded in Alaska and Hawaii, we were already getting the question, when's the next No Kings Day? We're reaching out today with the answer to that question because a lot of planning has to happen in a lot of places if we're going to make the next No Kings Day an even bigger, more diverse, truly world historic rebuke of this increasingly fascist regime. But we want to say up front, as we prepare for a massive mobilization months from now, we cannot lose sight of the work right in front of us, in Congress, in our state houses, and in our neighborhoods, to rein in ICE and protect each other from this regime's chaos, corruption, and violence. That's why the No Kings Coalition will be leading regular ICE watch trainings throughout the winter. That's why we must continue to put pressure on Democrats to hold the line on reining in ICE and denying it a single additional penny in taxpayer funding. And that's why we'll likely be asking you to exercise your First Amendment rights through a number of mobilizations before the big one. And then on March 28th, we'll take to the streets, ready to bring millions of new allies along with us to declare in one voice, no thugs terrorizing our neighborhoods, no troop deployments in our streets, no imperial wars of conquest, no kings. The announcement continues, quote, Trump clearly wishes to rule like a king, but as every community targeted by ICE and CBP has shown, we the people refuse to cower in the face of his cruelty. This country doesn't bow down to tyrants. We sure as hell won't bow down to the kinds of wretched ghouls who kidnap children, tear gas schools, and murder our neighbors, then slander them as domestic terrorists. Our mobilizations grew from month to month last year, exploding from hands-off in April, 3 million people, to the second No Kings Day in October, 7 million, and the regime's ongoing brutality and authoritarianism in the months since have only convinced more Americans, including many who've never attended a protest in their lives, to join their neighbors in the streets. Now we've got to keep that momentum growing with the same creativity and dogged determination. Everything we've done so far and everything we'll be doing in the next weeks and months is the stuff of history. And together we'll write the history of how, for the second time in 250 years, we the people defied and overcame a tyrant. End quote. Again, that date is March 28th. You can get more information and let them know if you plan to have a local No Kings rally at nokings.org. There will be a candlelight vigil in Bangor for Alex Preti and all others harmed by ICE on Friday, tomorrow, at 5 p.m. in front of the federal building. The organizers, Nurses United Against Violence, write, quote, Alex was murdered by federal immigration agents while protecting a community member during a lawful observation of ICE activities. Nurses stand for care, compassion, and advocacy for all community members. We cannot stand by and allow ICE to continue terrorizing and killing our neighbors, end quote. Again, that vigil is going to be taking place in front of the federal building in Bangor tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. And Indivisible Bangor is sharing the following information about whistles. If you are wearing a whistle and witness ICE activity, or if you hear a whistle, three short blasts means ICE is nearby, and one long blast means they are detaining someone. Quote, stay nonviolent, but don't stay silent, end quote. You can get more information at indivisiblebangor.org. The Immigrant Resources Hotline is 207-544-9989. And there are multilingual resources at maineimmigrantrights.org and ilapmaine.org, ilapmaine.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.